Track 10, Unit 10, Listening Part 4, Multiple Matching. Speaker 1.
It was an old place, in the middle of nowhere, very atmospheric. In storms, the whole place used to creak in the gusts and the glass would rattle in the windows. We always half expected that one day it would get blown down by the wind that came howling across the plains, but somehow it survived. My parents bought it before I was born. Don't know what they paid, to be honest. They wanted to escape the city and work the land. They made an okay living, mostly growing wheat and barley. There were no hills in that part of the country, and you could see for miles out across the flat landscape. It was a terrific sight, especially at sunset.
Speaker 2.
I never thought I'd live somewhere like that, and to be honest, it took quite a lot of getting used to. A friend invited me to move in and I couldn't find anything else, so gratefully accepted. It was a funny shape, you know, long and thin, which was kind of impractical in many ways. Apparently one of the previous owners had taken it along the canals all around the country and even along the coast. But now it was permanently moored up at the city docks. There was a motorway nearby, which was pretty intrusive, but it was only really bad during the rush hour, so I got accustomed to it after a while. And in fact, that part of the city was quite a well-kept secret in those days. No one really knew about it or went down there, so you had the place to yourself most of the time. People didn't really come along and look at us, and that suited me just fine.
Speaker 3.
I didn't live there for long. My company posted me to the city for 6 months, so it was only ever temporary, and I never became attached to the place. I can't tell you what the cooking facilities were like. I don't think I ever used them. I always ate out. I had the whole place to myself, though. That was nice. Up until then, I'd lived in cramped flats, so it certainly made a change to be somewhere so roomy. It was on the 20th story of a 20-story building. Sounds great, doesn't it? Except all the surrounding buildings were 30 stories or more, so I couldn't see anything except other people's living rooms, and they could see right into mine, so I kept the blinds closed most of the time.
Speaker 4.
I guess that most accommodation is a compromise of some sort, especially when you're young. The great thing about this place was, when you opened the front door, there you were, right in the middle of everything, and only a few minutes' walk to work or cafes and restaurants. That side of it was fantastic. But the landlord made you pay for it, and the rent was too high for what you got, if you ask me. It was pretty small. There was no garden, and being below ground level, there was no view at all, and very little natural light, except for skylights and some small windows high up in the walls. You could hear people walking about in the place upstairs too, which I didn't like. All in all, I wasn't sorry to move out.
Speaker 5.
It was the family home that I grew up in, so it just seemed normal. I'd never lived anywhere else. It was a similar design to all the other houses in the neighbourhood. The street was lined with trees and all the houses stood back from the road in their own small garden. Being on the edge of the city, it was quite a long commute into the centre each day for my dad, but he didn't mind. He thought it was better for the family to be in a quieter area. We could catch the bus to the public pool if we wanted to swim. Otherwise, we played in the garden or at a neighbour's. I always just felt completely happy there, as if nothing could go wrong.